This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Nicholas Sografos. Nicholas, you are the head of the Pittsburgh PHP user group, correct?
That is correct.
I got it right. Okay. Nicholas, I got three questions for you about the user group and how you handle some things. So let's launch right into it. The first question is, how many members do you have at a meeting? How many are on your mailing list? And what do you do to bring those numbers closer together?
I typically have about 10 to 25 members to show up at the meetings. I found that that's somewhat location dependent. Our typical meeting location is a local Panera Bread, and I think that's less popular than other locations. When I've taken it to like a local incubator or some other spots, and the attendance seems to be better there. So that's actually one of the things I'm trying to work on. We have 166 people on the mailing list, and honestly, I have not done too much to narrow those two gaps. I guess one of the things I wanted to take this forum to say is that I'm kind of the most unlikely user group leader around. I was at the PHP community conference last week and talking to some of the other user group leaders, and they tend to be more gregarious and extroverted, and that's not typically my style. How I got to be the leader of this user group was I attended the PHP Tech conference in 2009, and there was an unconference session there with Michelangelo Van Damme and a couple of other wonderful people, and really inspired me to get up off the floor and get this thing going. I had seen that there were roughly 100 people that were interested in a PHP user group, but no one had taken the bull by the horns to actually get it going. So overcoming my natural inclinations to not do such a thing, I took up the reins and started the group up. And kind of as such, also I've run my own business here and working 80 hours a week and all that, so I've not had a tremendous amount of time heretofore to devote to the group. But it seems like just by creating the space to have a meetup group, that has gone a long way towards having a successful group, despite the fact that I haven't invested a tremendous amount of time. I'm half joking, it's the other side of the Pareto principle, where for 20% of the effort, you can get 80% of a user group.
Well, that's excellent. I remember that session at Tech 2009. Keith Casey was leading it, and I think on my blog somewhere is the video that we recorded of that. And that's a tradition at Tech that we do that every year, and it's always fun. So I'm glad to know that something actually came out of that. I believe that's the same one that Jeremy Kendall attended, and out of that came the Memphis group. So, but Jeremy could correct me if I'm wrong, because I know he listens. Jeremy, I know you listen. Anyhow, next question. What is your meeting structure? Different user groups have different ways of running a meeting. How do you guys run your meetings?
I've tried a couple of different formats, but the one that has just naturally settled in, partly because of not investing a tremendous amount of time, but one that also seems to, that the members and myself enjoy a whole lot, is that of a roundtable discussion. So probably 90% of our meetings are just 10 to 25 of us getting together and talking about PHP and related topics. It goes all over the board. There's a couple of people that are really involved in local government that show up and are interested in how PHP can help them in their civic responsibilities. And there are people who are just dabbling. There's a University of Pittsburgh professor that comes and is using it. He teaches he teaches and works with Slavic languages, and he's using PHP. And so there's a diversity of opinions, and I consider my role to be a facilitator. And to me, the best meetings are the ones where everyone gets to say something at some point in time. And sometimes I come back from those meetings so energized that it's 4 a.m. before I get to sleep. But wow. That said, we have also been fortunate to have some speakers, and that's largely been when either a member is inspired to give a talk, or we've had a couple of people from nearby meetup groups, notably the Columbus area, come in and give some talks, and that's typically well received as well.
Interesting. That's a very different format from most of the user groups that I interview. So thanks for sharing that. Okay, third and final question. Every user group faces this. You've got brand new people that are having trouble with the open tag, and you've got guys that can write, or guys and girls that can write their own frameworks. How do you handle the variety of skill levels in a group and still meet everybody's needs?
That has been an issue that I've wondered about, but partly the format that we use, the roundtable discussion, that's proven to be less of a problem. It seems like if a topic is advanced for a little while, that then another beginner topic will take over. Also, some meetings are more advanced than others, and we've had some beginners come in, and we just spend the entire meeting helping them solve their particular problems. So it's, I guess the structure of things has largely made that a practical non-issue, but it is one that I thought about a lot when things were getting going. But yeah, in practice, it's been less of an issue than I might have suspected. And we did a topic on MapReduce in Mongo just the last meeting, but it was only about a half hour, and then we were able to move on and talk about all the other various ways that people are using PHP and open source technologies in their life and work.
Very interesting. I do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Real quick, give me the name of the official name of your user group, and give everybody the URL so that people can go out and see when the next meeting is.
The official name is the Pittsburgh PHP Meetup Group, and our website is on Meetup, but I've set up a forwarding website, so it's pghphp.org. So P as in Pittsburgh, ghphp.org.
Thanks a lot for that, Nicholas. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today, and thank you for everything that you do for the PHP community.
Thank you, Cal.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.